dashing through the mall with Mix 1041. Bring your toys for tots, and it will be so fun.
Ha!
Carson and Kennedy are here to bring you joy. Come on down to the mall and don't forget your toy. Oh, toys for tots with Mix 1041. Bring your toy to the mall and it will be so fun. Hey!
Okay, so we have been collecting now for a couple of weeks for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. It is time to give you some results as to your hard work that you've done for us, and we appreciate it so much. So we collect these toys every year, and we donate them to the Marine Corps' Toys for Tots program. We added something new this year in that we are getting involved with some schools. And I think next year we're going to even expand the program out even bigger. This year we each represented one school. I've represented my son's school. Kennedy had Wellesley High School. Salt had Madison?
Martinson,
excuse me. My handwriting on my sheet is terrible. And you had Atlantic Middle School.
Yes.
It is now time to release the results. Drum roll, please.
Does it stop? Are we getting close?
Annie, what do you have for toys from Atlantic Middle School?
361.
Hey!
That is amazing!
361. Salt, what do you have?
Martinson Elementary coming up big. 451.
Hey! 451.
Shout out to the fifth graders.
I love that.
Yeah.
My son's elementary school, 284 toys.
Yes. Awesome.
284.
And Wellesley High School.
Hang on. We got to do the drum roll again for this one because this one's really good.
Dude.
Drum roll's
horrible. I got a headache.
So after a bit of shaming and an amazing coming together of those kids at Wellesley High School, we had 2,209 toys.
Wow,
2,200.
That is a comeback.
These kids just, went above and beyond. They made their Christmas concert not ticketed, and they asked for a toy instead. They just, the entire front hallway was filled with toys. We had get a box truck from the facilities guys from the school district, and we brought them down to Toys for Tots. They said it was one of the biggest single person donations they've gotten this year.
That is awesome.
So I just want to thank everybody at Wellesley, to include Kara Sullivan, who's the one who got me in there. She's the theater teacher. The superintendent of their district was there yesterday to be a part of it. It was truly magical. So to all those kids, you guys are freaking
this is
amazing.
What happens when you have Auntie Kennedy and hard truths.
Like, there were some really cute elementary kid interviews today on the radio, and we've got a
and they're coming for you.
We got a stomp on it.
They already have 200 toys. We don't. They're fifth graders. You're not. You have cars. You have money. You can drive. I'm very disappointed in all of you.
I had to break it to the fifth graders yesterday that they were second. And they're like, wait, what? And I go, I told them, I said, you should still be proud of what you did. Plus, you beat the other two schools.
Right.
So we are still counting toys. There are still toys coming in. And then we're going to have a party on Saturday, Pajamas and Pancakes at City Tap House from 12 to 2 down in the Fort Point Seaport area. If you want to come down to that party, if you want to bring us a toy, I know we have some more families. Wendy and Brian, I know they've been collecting toys.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, we have a lot of toys that are still coming in. That'll be your last chance to bring us a toy. And then we will announce the number on Monday for the total toys raised. If you donated a toy at any of the Simon malls, make sure to go to our Facebook page. We have them all on there.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.